Slow-moving disturbances in the atmosphere, along with copious moisture to draw off, will keep a moderate to heavy rainfall in the forecast for much of the day today, as well as temperatures running well below normal. Coverage of the rain will slowly decrease from west to east as the day progresses. Western and northern areas could even see some breaks in the clouds later in the day as well. Shower coverage will continue to decrease overnight into Tuesday. Now the question lies with how quickly does that energy move out, and will there still be some clouds and showers into Tuesday afternoon? Or just some clouds. There's also a chance another upper-level disturbance will move across the region Wednesday with some more scattered showers. The models are having a tough time deciding which way that one will go, so we'll continue to watch that as we get a little closer. Temperatures and dew points will be on the rise Thursday with the chance for some isolated showers and thunderstorms across the higher terrain. So far, although it is quite far off, meteorologically speaking, it does look like a cold front may drop through the region Friday night into Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across southeast North Dakota, eastern South Dakota, and far northwest Iowa, and much of central and southern Minnesota. A marginal risk of severe storms surrounding the slight risk area in the upper Midwest as well. Isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop across the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley Monday afternoon into tonight. Strong wind gusts and hail will be possible with the stronger storms, while damaging winds could become the primary threat with storms tonight as they spread to the east and southeast. Height rises are expected from the central Rockies to the upper Mississippi Valley through tonight as an upper ridge strengthens across the southwest to south-central United States, and a mid-level trough will track slowly from southern Saskatchewan to northern Manitoba during the day. Elsewhere, a large-scale trough is expected to shift eastward through the eastern states, while further upstream an amplifying midwave shortwave trough with a closed low approaches the Pacific Northwest. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, we'll have a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible this afternoon, and some of those storms could produce very heavy rainfall. Otherwise, it'll be a cloudy day with a high near 80 degrees. In Boston, a chance of showers, otherwise cloudy with a high in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high also near 80 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 101 set in 1933. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 46 set in 1964. Sunrise and sunset data for today. August the 1st, 2016. Sunrise at 5:47 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:15 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Rain likely with scattered thunderstorms today, and some of them may produce very heavy rainfall. It'll be muggy and highs only in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of them may produce very heavy rainfall. It'll be muggy with highs near 80 degrees. And tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Muggy again, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms may produce very heavy rainfall. We'll have highs only in the lower 70s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms may produce heavy rainfall. It'll be muggy with highs in the upper 70s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with scattered storms and rain likely, mainly in the afternoon. Some of the thunderstorms may produce very heavy rainfall. It'll be muggy with highs in the mid-70s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lows in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers early, temperatures in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Wednesday, sunny and nice with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Thursday, mostly sunny, increasingly warm and humid with the high in the low and mid-80s. Mostly sunny and hot for Friday with a high in the mid and upper 80s. And for Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, highs in the low and mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.